With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning to you and welcome in Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, Wednesday morning just after 10 a.m. Danny, I've been chomping at the bit. Been looking forward to getting into the studio to break down last night's news since the minute it came out. Some days you come in and you just have to talk about things you don't care that much about. Today is going to fly by. This will be four very fast, entertaining hours of radio for you on Grant and Danny. So much to break down as Kirk Cousins will no longer be the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Our three-year hostage situation of only being able to talk really about one major story regarding the Redskins is over. The most successful quarterbacking era for any one player in Redskins history has come to a close. Cousins will be elsewhere at the start of 2018. The Redskins last night stunning the National Football League.
Stunning.
Pulling the trigger on a trade for 33-year-old Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. They will send Kansas City a third-round pick in this year's draft and 22-year-old standout cornerback Kendall Fuller in exchange for Smith, who the Redskins have already reportedly agreed to a four-year contract extension with. He only had 1 year and $17 million left on his deal. You can't trade all that for him and rent him for a season. So they worked out a deal with his agent, Tom Condon, where they were able to get him under contract at a bigger contract than they ever offered Kirk Cousins. $23.5 million per, about $90 million big picture, $70 million in guarantees. I would bet every amount of money in my wallet right now that when the guaranteed money comes back and we get all the details on this, the guarantees are actually closer to the $40 million number than the $70 million number. I'll bet you the third year is guaranteed for injury. And we're misreporting this as of right now.
Because nobody's seen it. No one knows all the details.
But here's the bottom line. Yeah. Alex Smith is not just your stopgap next season. He will be the Redskins quarterback for at least two, and if it's three guaranteed years, potentially three seasons now, his age 34, 35, and 36 NFL seasons.
800-636-1067. All day, we're taking your reactions. We've got plenty of angles on it, but this is about you guys. A couple things. I don't know the answer to this, and I'm trying to find it, and I haven't figured it out. Maybe you know. Is this a four-year extension on top of the pre-existing 1 year he has remaining on his deal, a.k.a. 5 years, or is that year torn up? I don't know that, I'd like to find that out before I make comments. So if it's 4 or 5 years, whatever. Let's go back to last night, though, quickly, before we get to ultimate reactions. How insane is it? I've got a tweet fired up about how cool the Wizards win was without John Wall, and they were gutty. They played great defense, didn't shoot, but they made their free throws. And next thing you know, a reporter from the Kansas City Star, who we will have on at 11:30, fires a tweet that gets retweeted a couple times, and all of a sudden, it's a brush fire. Therese Paylor of the Kansas City Star says the Kansas City Chiefs have agreed in principle to trade Alex Smith to the Redskins.
He broke this story, by the way. He'll be on the show at 11:30 today. Solomon Wilcott's at 11. A bunch of Redskins are going to be on the show with us. And we're going to be your home, your one-stop shop for all things reaction from 10 to 2 today. But the guy that broke the story in about 85 minutes.
So as that, it goes from there to, oh my God, the Redskins traded for Alex Smith. What's the deal? What do we know? Well, the price as of this morning was a second rounder. Oh, my God, they give up a second rounder for 1 year of Alex Smith? No, there's an extension. Oh, my God, there's a player also in this deal. Is it Sua Cravens? We think it's Sua Cravens. Now we found out some of the terms of Alex Smith's extension. It's Kendall Fuller. It's not Kendall Fuller. He hasn't been told yet. Oh, wait, it is Kendall Fuller. All happening in real time. Players chiming in, reacting. Fans chiming in, reacting. The news flooding people's timelines. Absolutely insane how it all went from basically starting at what, like 9 o'clock last night, well past midnight.
So here are the initial thoughts for me on this. First of all, go back 2 days ago. Monday's show, we asked you what is the best and worst case scenario if Cousins is not back. Both of us 2 days ago, you can find the audio at grantanddanny.com/audio, said the best case at quarterback for the Redskins in 2018, and if it's not Kirk Cousins, is trading for Alex Smith. We both said as much. I like the idea of trading for Alex Smith. I think he is a good, decent game manager of a quarterback. Cousins light and an older version of Kirk Cousins. If you think he's better than Kirk Cousins, you are insane, and you just haven't watched a lot of Alex Smith, but you're allowed to think that. But he is not bad. He is far from that. He is a middle-of-the-pack NFL starting quarterback who, in a good situation like Kansas City had, and before that like San Francisco had, can be pretty successful. There is a reason why, in 12 seasons on the field in the NFL, he's never been asked to throw the ball a ton. As a number one overall pick, when you go 1-1, when you don't throw the ball 500 times in a season, there's a reason for that. He has been a quarterback for 12 seasons. He's thrown for 4,000 yards once, barely. It was this past year, by the way, with Tyreek Hill catching a million bubble screens he turned into 70-yard catches. It was the first time he'd ever thrown for 4,000 yards. He has thrown for more than 23 touchdowns, which is a pedestrian total in 16 starts, one time. Just so we're all on the same page, Kirk Cousins, in a pass-happy, pass-friendly, drop-back-and-throw-it-every-down offense, has done that 100% of the times in his 3 years as a starter. So I have no delusions of grandeur that Alex Smith is outstanding. But what I know is, this is a guy, if you play decent defense and if you can run the ball, who will not beat you, he does not turn the ball over, he is athletic and can move around with his feet, albeit a skill set that probably declines some in the next couple years as he gets older.
One would think.
He can extend some plays. He's athletic. There's a lot to like about Alex Smith. It's why I like Alex Smith better than the idea of Teddy Bridgewater or Sam Bradford, who gets hurt all the time, unless he was to stay healthy, which you can't guarantee. I like him better than Colt McCoy by a wide margin. So you got a little bit worse at quarterback, but this was the best of a bunch of bad options. I call it Argo. You saw the movie Argo. They picked the best of a lot of bad ideas to try to get a bunch of our American people out of a country. That is how it needed to be done. And so that is what we did. This is the bunch of bad ideas thrown at the wall, and we picked the best of them, which is a fine solution, Alex Smith. My issue with the trade is, A, the extension, because it is a ton of guaranteed money, it looks like. And I'm hoping we find out that this is misreported and it's closer to 2 years guaranteed, not three. But for a guy who's going to be 34 when the year starts, to guarantee three seasons to him for $3 or $4 million less than you could pay for an elite-level Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins-esque quarterback,
right,
is a little bit crazy to me. And then I found out there's a player to be named later, and I thought, well, that's not a big deal. They're not going to trade a key member of the fabric. They're not going to trade a core piece. They're not going to trade someone that means a lot. It's going to be Sua Cravens. Now, this is going to be Anthony Lanier. This is going to be just some young guy with some potential, but that hasn't really broken out. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Kendall Fuller is an all-pro. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like he's the best slot corner in the league, although I think he was one of them last year, and I know PFF with their grade said that he was. But here's what I know that he is. A first-round graded player in their building that every player and every coach raved about all year, who got the best grades all season of any player on their defense, who was outstanding in his role last year, and who was ready to take on a bigger role. There was talk that he could start opposite Josh Norman.
He was going to be outside on first and second, inside on third. That was the plan, as far as I know.
You gave up one of your best young defensive players as a defense that doesn't have enough good young defensive players. And when you bring in a guy like Alex Smith, what do you need to do? Build your defense up. Play great defense like Kansas City did. Run the football. You just took a step back on defense, probably a small step back at quarterback, and you didn't create a ton of money. You created a little bit of money. So do I love the trade? No. Do I like the trade? Not really. I don't hate the trade. I think anyone that kills the Redskins today is probably excessive. This is a bad situation that they created. Mm-hmm. They ruined this in 2015.
Most important part of this.
They couldn't salvage it in 2016. They paid the price last night for 3 years of mishandling Kirk Cousins, and they got the best case scenario out of it, which is that they took a small step back yesterday.
All right, there's several things here. I'll try to get in some, and I'll be doing this throughout the day, so we'll have plenty of chances to weigh in. It's outrageous. This is more than they've ever offered Kirk Cousins. That part is an outrage. So if you think it's outrageous or too far that I'm killing the Redskins on that, so be it. This is ridiculous that they've never offered Kirk Cousins this. They didn't talk after November, the two sides. They haven't talked since the season ended. You offer this to the guy that's 4 years younger, or really 5 years younger, who is produced in your own building. If he says no, God bless you. At least you made a good faith effort. You offer this at least to that player. This is about the Redskins being petty and small. Once Bruce Allen flew to Michigan to try to say, I'll handle it, you guys. I'm going to go chat with Kirk one-on-one. We're going to sit down and rap and get this thing done. When Cousins told him no, that was the end. That was the end, and we didn't know it. Now we do. That's number one. Number two, you're absolutely right. This is a situation that they created, talking about the Redskins. From all the solutions that were plausible and possible, this is the least bad. They got worse just now on paper. They've got a lot of work to do regardless of who the quarterback was and to improve that defense, the running game. I still think they need a top-flight receiver, especially maybe now more than ever. But here's what you got. A guy coming off a career year at 33, he's thrown for 20 touchdowns, at least 20 touchdowns, three times in 12 years. All of you jackasses that complained about Kirk Cousins' lack of productivity in certain areas, hope you're happy. Hope you're happy. This is what it looks like. This is what Captain Checkdown looks like. All the frustrations for him not taking chances downfield, multiply that times 1,000. Now, he doesn't turn it over. You're absolutely right. He also isn't very aggressive. This is what you have, a manager of the football game. You're going to see the QB win stats somehow not translate over here to Washington because you don't have the same pieces that you had in Kansas City or an NFC title team, caliber team in San Francisco. The Redskins got worse. They've still got a lot of work to do. Maybe they can be better next year than they were this year. That's with a bunch of player improvement and a bunch of acquisitions that have yet to be made. I think the overreaction, I think it is that on Kendall Fuller from a lot of folks, making out like this is Deion Sanders in his prime, that they're just throwing into a deal like they just moved on from Champ Bailey. I think that's a bit over-aggressive. Nice player, good story. You need a bunch of those to work out if you're going to be competitive. Every team that's good has 3, 4, 5 Kendall Fullers, guys that outperform their draft spot and turn into starters and even bona fide quality players. You've got to find more Kendall Fullers. If it comes as a tax to go get a quarterback when other teams were bidding, I have less of a problem giving up Kendall Fuller maybe than some folks do. Bottom line is this. I think you said it very well. The Redskins screwed this up. They made the situation. They got out of it as best they could. This is a move where Ernie Grunfeld standing aside going, that's a good job. That's exactly what I do. I've been doing it for 15 years.
Right. They had an opportunity here where they could avoid catastrophe because they were headed in the direction, losing Cousins for nothing potentially, where it was Colt McCoy and the guessing game that is Josh Allen.
Yeah, good luck.
Colt McCoy and the guessing game that is Baker Mayfield. And Bruce Allen and Jay Gruden specifically, they can't afford to be wrong with the next quarterback. So they went safer and with a guy with a much higher floor, perhaps a lower ceiling, but a floor that isn't going to get you fired.
Right.
A floor that allows you to compete. And they kind of just stayed afloat in that 7-8 win mix.
Mm-hmm.
And if you improve your defense in your running game, you can go win 10 games with Alex Smith.
Absolutely.
You can make the playoffs and maybe win a playoff game Alex Smith, which is what they're going to try to do now. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines will be open, 800-636-1067. We're going to hear from a slew of Redskins today. We will get many people on the phones to talk about the trade, both from the Kansas City and the Washington perspective, who have covered Alex Smith and Kirk Cousins. We want to hear from you guys. Next, I'm going to explain why debating between Cousins and Smith is not the right exercise here and why we need to put the focus back on Smith versus guys like Bridgewater and Colt McCoy. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Breaking news last night in the NFL. Alex Smith traded to the Redskins. They've agreed to an extension with him. The Kirk Cousins era will be ending. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan. So one of the debates that's going to come up a bunch is whether or not the Redskins got better or worse at quarterback, Cousins to Smith. And I think most people would say, just looking at not only the numbers but the performance over the last three seasons, Kirk Cousins, better player, better passer than Alex Smith, has done more with less in a worse situation in a worse organization. But I don't even think that's the conversation we need to have, to be honest with you. Kirk Cousins was not coming back. We have been saying that on this show for weeks.
Yeah.
It was very obvious when we sat down with him at the end of the season, he wanted to test the market. And there was a small chance that when he did that, and if he did that, he would come back to Washington. The one opportunity I think the Redskins had to get him back was not a franchise tag, which they were never going to do in a million years. It would have been a transition tag where he then didn't agree to a long-term deal and he came back at 1 year at $28 million. And they rented him again. So they already rented him and paid him $44 million for nothing. because that's what they did the last two seasons, no playoff appearances. You're not going to then pay him $28 million again to just rent him, I wouldn't think. So they probably weren't going to put the transition tag on him. But here's what you have to ask yourself as it pertains to the Smith trade. Not him versus Cousins, but rather Cousins is out. So now it's him versus McCoy. Massive upgrade.
Sure.
Monster upgrade. It's him versus the other guys that were available. We liked him better than all of those guys. But here's the fair question to ask, Danny. Alex Smith at $23.5 million. No Kendall Fuller. No third-round pick because you gave those up to get him.
Right.
Is Smith at 23.5, sans Fuller, sans third-rounder, better than Bradford at $20 million, picking a number, with a third-round pick, let's say an inside linebacker, and with Kendall Fuller? I would take Bradford at 20 plus the third plus Fuller over what they did last night. Is Smith at 23.5, no Fuller, no third-rounder, better than Bridgewater on the cheap on a show-me deal, plus a third-round pick, plus Kendall Fuller? I would take that. There are a few other guys like that, like Case Keenum if he became available, where I would take the player plus the draft pick plus the corner at less money than what they got Alex Smith for. And I say that knowing, Danny, that 2 days ago I said Alex Smith is the best-case scenario. Because in a vacuum where I'm just in a fantasy draft...
Right, we don't know what it costs.
Picking a quarterback that isn't Kirk Cousins to start 16 games for my team next year, Alex Smith is the best of all those options. But when you tell me you had to give up a third rounder and Kendall Fuller and extend him what they did, now all of a sudden there are a couple other deals that are more enticing to me. Do I hate it? No, I don't hate it. This is a fine way to get yourself out of a corner you painted yourself into. But this thing was screwed up in 2015 and you paid the price on January 30th, 2018.
I think his name is Veach, whoever the GM is now in Kansas City, should be given a raise and a trip to wherever he wants to go in the world. He should be doing a tap dance. He should be doing a jig. What a masterful fiddle playing. A guy that they did not want, who had 1 year left on his deal, just fetched a starting NFL cornerback and a third-round pick while they have the guy that they actually want to play quarterback next year, already drafted in the building in their system. So Kansas City, tip of the old ball cap. For the Redskins situation, desperation reveals your needs. Desperation reveals the price that you're going to pay. The part that I am with you on, in the sense that how much better, I remember that Jay Gruden, how much is he 8 times better than Colt? Talking about Kirk versus Colt McCoy, because Colt makes $3 million, Cousins was going to make 24 on the franchise tag. Right now, 23.5 is your average salary. Again, there's some fluctuation in some of these numbers and what salary cap implications are for Alex Smith. But going forward, let's just call it that. This is about what Cousins was going to make or had made in the average over the last couple of years, probably less than he was going to make going forward. The premium, the difference between a just okay, a Brock Osweiler, a McCown, a Keenum, a somebody where you could pay somebody 16, 17, a Mike Glennon range, is this tax. This is a lecture. This is a glaring flare. This is a set of fireworks for all the people that don't understand how the quarterback market works. The difference between $3 million and $10 million isn't very much. It's marginal, and that may be fine. You can get away with it. Ask Denver how important the position is. Ask the Jets how important the position is. Ask Arizona how important that position is. All these guys who aren't very good that are leading great teams to title games, that's your outlier. Everybody else is as desperate as the Washington Redskins are. So they're competing there on that marketplace. The tax that you have to pay, so to speak, to go from eh to fine is this. To go from fine to really good is the difference between, I would say, Alex Smith and Cousins. The difference between that and you never let that guy go no matter what is that much more in terms of millions. That's where you're going to see Breeze and Aaron Rodgers when he renegotiates, Matt Ryan, et cetera, and so forth. This, to me, is how it works. And I hope everybody in Washington understands that you've got to pay a premium for this. It's a bad situation. They got out of it okay. They got worse today.
I have a lot of favorite things about this. One of them is that for all of the folks that talked about Kirk Cousins liking to check the ball down.
Oh, I can't wait for them.
Just get ready and saddle up, friend.
I can't wait for them.
You have no idea what it looks like to check the ball down until you've watched Alex Smith go to work. And for the record, I don't mind that because I think strategically it can work and it can make some sense. And I don't think I'll mind it much of next year either unless it's you know, basically killing them at any point, which I don't anticipate that it will. But just for the people that look at Kirk Cousins and every time he throws short go, he checked the ball down. This is what Alex Smith wrote the book on. He is that. That's what he majors in.
Yeah.
Again, he last year was a great season. And even, you know, to my own detriment, I valued last year so much. When I talked about Alex Smith, I kept saying, I really like him. I like the season he had. That has never been him before last year. That may have been a confluence of weapons and pieces with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. You look at before that in his career, he an entire season in 2016, an entire year on the field, 15 touchdowns and 8 picks. That's like a good 5 or 6 game stretch.
You want a year and a half without a touchdown pass to a wide receiver. This is a guy, by the way, middle of the season, as Kansas City was swooning when Kareem Hunt was less effective, where they couldn't run with Kareem Hunt, or whatever the heck was going on, where Kansas City's offense was mired in the muck. You got games of 230 yards, 2 interceptions, 202 yards, no touchdowns, 199 passing yards on 36 attempts in a loss to Buffalo at home, where they could, again, they couldn't move the football. This guy's not a world beater. He had the best year of his career last year, even with a terrible dip. For the most part, you get out of bed, you wake up, you go, what did Alex Smith do this past season? I've been hibernating. 3,500 yards, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Right. And he doesn't throw picks. And people will bring that up all the time as to why he's so good. I was talking with J.P. Finley. I heard him say on the Junkies today that Alex Smith is an upgrade over Kirk Cousins. I couldn't believe that. First person who covers football that I've heard say that. So I just said, hey, we got to talk about that on the show, and hopefully we'll have him on today to discuss. But one of the points he made back to me is, well, he turns the ball over a lot less.
That is true.
That's not always a good thing. You know who else doesn't throw picks? Tyrod Taylor. He got benched this year. When you don't throw picks and you also don't throw touchdowns, teams don't view it as a good thing. When you don't throw picks and you throw 38 touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers, 42 touchdowns, Tom Brady, 6 interceptions to go along with it, that's amazing. When you throw 5 interceptions and you also had 17 touchdowns in 16 games, that just means you don't throw people open, you don't take chances, you're not throwing the ball into any danger zones, which has kind of been Alex Smith's career, and it's one of the knocks on Kirk Cousins, which Alex Smith, much older, has done for a lot longer. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. We'll get to your calls. How does Alex Smith fit into Jay Gruden's offense? And I'm going to give you one modification Jay's going to have to make that someone in football told me about yesterday.
Important.
That's a really big deal. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Redskins have traded for Alex Smith. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Smith will be their starter, not just this coming season, but presumably with this new deal. We're waiting on the terms. At least 2, maybe 3 seasons of Smith quarterbacking your Washington Redskins. The deal is reportedly for 4 years, but that's just worth the paper that it's written down on. A lot still to get into, including your calls at 800-636-1067. Appreciate your patience. We're going to get to all of your thoughts. First things first, some of the reactions of some of the players. Redskins players on social media last night were really upset about the trade of Kendall Fuller. First thing that was crazy was Fuller didn't know he was traded. He was being rumored to have been the guy that was dealt. I was told by someone, it's Kendall Fuller. Right around the time that you got Adam Schefter reporting it, you got Ian Rappaport reporting it, you've got Field Yates of ESPN saying it's Kendall Fuller. Those guys aren't all generally wrong at the same time.
Yeah, he had not been notified. So Kendall Fuller said, I'm safe. I mean, yeah. In a series of tweets, guys, I haven't been traded. Nobody's
told
me. Well,
he contacted his agent, who I guess contacted the team, and he somehow got word back that he was not being traded. He was fine. And that's what I was told. So I said, well, Kendall Fuller saying he is not the Redskin who's been traded. He was one of the last people to find out last night that, in fact, the reporters were right and he was wrong. He had been traded, which was just a bad look, I thought, for the team. Some of the responses, including DJ Swearinger, is very negative. He says, oh, this has to be a joke with Kay Fuller. Not the number one slot corner in the game, no way. This is unbelievable. He tells him, bro, go ball out. I hate to see stuff like this, bro. You graded out as the best on the team with a 90, and you get traded? Good luck, little bro. Go do hashtag numbers, whatever that means. DJ Swearinger says, was there ever a standard on how it was done? When is elite overlooked? When is your best not worth fighting for? This is a tough one. Then he says, men and women lie. Numbers tell the truth. Offense wins games. Defense wins championships. Now, this is partially why DJ Swearinger is on a different team just about every single year. He's a really good player, as we saw last season. But he annoyed this coaching staff time and time again when he would come out and critique practices and talk about preparation. And I mean, he bristled Jay Gruden and his staff and the defensive staff led by Minuski over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's kind of the staple. Now you see why, as you said, good player, but has played in a few different homes. So what did we talk about was the idea? You and I both said, hey, we like Kirk Cousins, but $34 million, the franchise tag, too much. 28 probably too much, and you don't have a solution in the building just in terms of what you would do in terms of re-signing. You and I both argued that the ship had sailed for the reasonable long-term offer, reasonable value for both parties, the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. They'd created a market that they were trying to walk back. That was an impossibility. So the plan that you had, that I had, that a lot of Redskins fans had was, hey, maybe you just got to let him go, get your compensatory third-round pick, and, quote, build the defense. Try to do something to get better on that side of the football. That includes the draft. That includes free agency. That includes every effort to endeavor to build a top 10 group that can be a difference maker for this football team. They haven't been able to do that in 26 years, by the way, with a bunch of bad quarterbacks. And this was the best that they had, and that was the plan now to get worse at quarterback and go do that. They got slightly worse at quarterback, a little bit lower ceiling, higher floor, as we've kind of talked about. Smith is fine. That's exactly what he is. He's fine. They got worse on defense. They got more work to do. That's kind of where we are to me, is that the situation was bad. It was toxic. It could have been a Colt McCoy. It could have been Mr. Glass, Sam Bradford. Could have been somebody else with a bunch of wrinkles that wasn't very productive that they'd be trying to replace as soon as he got here. This is some security. This position now, or at least for the time being, is solved. That actually matters for the Redskins.
There's two ways to look at this, honestly. There is the pro-team and kind of anti-team ways of looking at this. The pro-team argument is actually pretty easy to make. And to do that, you have to put on the glasses that are Cousins wasn't going to be here anyway. And now it is Colt McCoy and a bunch of misfits from the island of misfit toys that you're talking about having as your quarterback. And through those glasses, this actually looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alex Smith who helps you compete. You've still got your first and your second round picks, albeit no third rounder. But you can draft a running back if you want to. You can draft two very good defensive starters. Cornerback has become a substantial need. Because Bashaud Breeland's
overnight
out in free agency, and Kendall Fuller's now going to be headed to Kansas City. So you basically have Josh Norman, Fabian Moreau, Quentin Dunbar, and nothing else. Joshua Holsey, if you believe maybe he could be a nice project as a prospect. But if you're just thinking about this as of yesterday, Colt McCoy was the Redskins' starting quarterback, and now it's Alex Smith.
Right.
They went from being 4-12, 5-11, to probably being 7-9, 8-8 at the end of this offseason. So this was actually a good move if you decide that Cousins isn't coming back, which is how I think about this. I just don't think you can have that conversation in a vacuum without talking about how badly they screwed up Cousins, without pointing out that the Chiefs are going to trade Alex Smith at 33 years old for a third-round pick and Kendall Fuller, and all the Redskins are going to get back for Cousins, who's been way better in the last 3 years statistically and has way more value in this league, is a third-round pick. The Chiefs will get a standout young starting defensive player and the same round as the Redskins are going to get for a guy with way less value on the market, which means Kansas City played this better than Washington did. And there's really no way around that.
Yeah, they were in a power position where the Redskins weren't because they're, you know, if the Redskins were in the last year of Kirk Cousins' deal that they should have signed a couple years ago. Remember the initial one where Cousins offered $19 million dollars, would have put 4 years?
He'd have been under contract for this coming year at 19.5.
He'd be entering the last year of his deal at 19.5. And let's say they felt the same as they do, which is they don't love, which is fine. That's a reasonable position. I would disagree with it, but it's an argument can be made, no problem. If they're in the same position and the Jets come calling, if the Browns come calling, if Arizona, Denver, Jacksonville, who the hell ever comes calling with a, hey, we need this. You guys have this, and they'd already drafted whomever to groom. The Redskins could be in that kind of position. Kansas City saw this coming. They did a smart thing because they were good enough on both sides of the football to, quote-unquote, waste a first-rounder on a guy that wasn't going to play for a year.
I think Alex Smith fits Jay Gruden's offense well. Short and intermediate. He's accurate. He's pretty good. I think that this is going to be a good home for him from a passing standpoint. Here is my one concern and caveat. Jay Gruden loves the straight drop back game.
He's good at it.
Kyle Shanahan loved bootlegs. Sean McVay was big on bootlegs and moving the pocket around because he comes not only from the Gruden school, but the Shanahan school. Kirk Cousins had to advocate and behind the scenes request and ask and demand for more bootlegging and moving of the pocket. It's what he likes. It's what he does really well. That is how Alex Smith has made his money. He is outstanding on the move. He's great on the bootleg.
He's really great
getting out of the pocket. Jay Gruden doesn't love that. It's not his forte. He doesn't do as much of it. He's more of a straight drop back guy. He needs to add a lot more of that to his offense to make this work the best way possible. That isn't to say Smith in the straight drop back game won't have a lot of success, because he's going to. This is a good offense for quarterbacks. He'll have some of his best passing production here, I believe.
I bet you he equals last year's production.
I don't think he'll do touchdowns, interceptions. But passing yards, I agree. I think he'll be right around.
I think it's 4,000 yards, yeah. 22, 23 TDs.
I agree with that. Yeah, he'll be basically like Cousins light, or right around the B version of what Cousins has been the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
In doing that, he can make some plays with his feet. He can scramble. But they need to create opportunities to get him out of the pocket on the bootleg. And Jay Gruden's going to have to continue to adapt in that way, which isn't a staple for him, and it's not what he loves in his passing game. But if this marriage is going to go really well for the next 2-3 seasons, I think that's one change that he will need to make. All right, let's do this next. We've got Solomon Wilcots at 11. We've got the guy in Kansas City who broke this story at 11:30 who covered Smith and the Chiefs. So let's get calls for the first time. We'll bang them out at 800-636-1067, and then we'll be heavy with calls next hour as well. 800-636-1067. Still going to hear from a lot of people with the Redskins reacting today as well. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Grant and Danny on the Fan, welcome back. We're taking your reactions on the news that Alex Smith will be the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins in 2018, the end of the road for Kirk Cousins. Today's obviously mostly going to be about Smith. We could talk more about Cousins, what this means for him.
Sure, plenty of angles there.
Later today and in the coming couple of days. But you and I, since 2015, have pretty much been having the same conversation a bunch of different ways about how this thing would end, and we got our resolution last night.
Man.
The charade is over. 800-636-1067. Let's go in the order the calls came in. Tommy, Hagerstown, you are on the Fan. What do you got?
Tommy.
And he hung up.
Tommy,
oh,
no.
That's disappointing.
No, Tommy.
41 minutes he waited. Tommy, call back. That's ridiculous.
Goodness,
Jay
Tommy.
In D.C., what's up?
Yeah, man, I not completely disagree, but we're mediocre this year. We're going to be mediocre next year. We could have been mediocre with any of the three Vikings quarterbacks and kept our third-round pick. And I feel like you guys are way too quick to call people Jags all the time. Like, no one's saying Kendall Fuller was going to be Deion Sanders, but did anyone think Josh Norman was going to be as good as he is in his second year? Like, you literally gave away somebody that could have been one of our franchise quarterbacks, a guy that actually likes being here, a guy that's good on, like, Twitter, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he's another guy like Mason Foster. You just don't get rid of that guy.
Well,
I would have got rid of Jordan Reed.
Well, maybe you're talking to Danny. Danny was more down on Fuller, it sounded like, than I was. He didn't like the pick when it happened. I think, thanks for the call, Kendall Fuller is one of the best young cornerbacks in football. I'm furious that they gave him up. I think it's ridiculous. I also know that you trade cornerbacks that aren't superstars for quarterbacks if you can do it. And that's, I think, the big picture thought on this. But I don't like the trade because Fuller was involved and because they gave up the third-round pick and paid Alex Smith. I like the idea of Smith as your quarterback just fine. I don't like all the other specifics of the deal. One of those specifics, very important to me, is that Fuller, who's on the field 65% of the time as a slot nickel corner, who's going to have a bigger role this year, is coming into his own. Drabby with the Junkies called me in today, and he goes, why is everyone overrating Kendall Fuller? He's a slot corner. Those guys are a dime a dozen. Well, first of all, they are way more important in the NFL today than they used to be because everyone operates three receivers all the time. Again, as a slot corner exclusively, he played almost 70% of the time last year. He wouldn't have been that this year. Not to mention, they gave him a first-round grade. They love him in the building. He was their highest-graded defensive player this past season, and his role was about to expand. You could easily make the case that 2 years from now, he is a standout, terrific starting cornerback. And if that is the case, Danny, that is a problem that you gave him up. So I don't know why Jay's saying I think he's a Jag. I don't at all. I think he's a really good young player, and they don't have enough really good young players.
Let me restate my position for Jay and others. I like Kendall Fuller. I was wrong. I did not want him to take him, but not with the Redskins, to take him because of the microfracture knee surgery. To me, that scared the hell out of me. He played great. He was very, very good. My point is, I was responding to those that were behaving as if this is, again, Deion Sanders in his prime and an untouchable, untradeable asset. He's a great story. You need a bunch of great stories. You need Mason Fosters. You need Kendall Fullers. Now it's up to the front office, regardless of whether Kendall Fuller was here or not, to find more Kendall Fullers. It's the only way to compete. That's the tax of not having your quarterback position solved. It's unfortunate. Would I have rather kept Kendall Fuller or let him go? Of course I'd rather keep him. I'm not a crazy person. I'm not a lunatic. I'd like to have him here. The idea, though, that people are now saying, well, because Kendall Fuller's in it, this trade is bunk. It's stupid. I can't believe they did that. I probably think that's a bit overboard.
I don't agree with the logic of, like, what your win-loss record would be with a guy. So if it could be something similar without a guy, then do this, which was his logic on this move. And in other words, you were going to have pretty much the same record with Kirk Cousins as you're going to have with Alex Smith, and you're saying you might have had that record with one of the Vikings. I don't think you think that way. I think you evaluate positions based on individual evals and what a player becomes with the big picture obviously in mind. But here is what I do know. With Alex Smith compared to a Sam Bradford or a Case Keenum or a Teddy Bridgewater, the floor is way higher. And I think floor sometimes with an organization like this is almost as important as ceiling.
That's how Mike Rizzo deals. He goes, what's the worst case for everybody? And if we put that down on paper, we win 90 games. If anybody outperforms the worst, we win 97.
But I agree with the point, and it's why I said 2 days ago, I told you, Alex Smith's my favorite guy that isn't named Kirk Cousins that could start here. But if you said to me, okay, you get Smith extended at this rate, no third rounder, no Fuller, or Bradford with a third rounder with Fuller, I'd rather have Bradford in the pick and the player. I'd rather have Bridgewater in the pick and Kendall Fuller. Because the difference between Smith and those other guys is not that substantial. Joe Theismann's on Radio Row today in Minneapolis at the Super Bowl. The entire NFL is talking about Kirk Cousins and this deal the Redskins made for Alex Smith. Here was the Joe Theismann reaction.
So he gets exactly what he wants. The Redskins get to get rid of all the noise that was wrapped around whether or not he'll be their quarterback. So I think it's a win-win all the way around.
Do you think he'd flourish in New York with the Jets?
I've always believed this. The quarterback position is the single most dependent position on the field. And in my opinion, he can flourish in a lot of places as long as the players are around him.
What do you think about Alex fitting
there? I think Alex is going to be a great fit in Washington. I really do. I think he's going to be a fabulous fit there.
Joe Theismann likes the deal. 800-636-1067. Andre's in Manassas. What's up, Dre?
Hey, Dre.
Hey, gentlemen, I'm really upset, man. I really think this is a disastrous trade. I mean, you guys mentioned, I can't believe you guys aren't more furiated about the situation. Kendall Fuller, yes, wasn't he like the number one in terms of interceptions on the team? I mean, he had more picks than anybody else on the team. He is a great young talent. I mean, I understand the point, you know, the quarterback, you know, Alex Smith, yeah. You know, it wasn't a good situation, but I would have much rather go and having McCoy and keeping Alex Smith in the third round pick. I don't know what's about the Redskins, you know, in terms of, I think McCoy said it best, you need to identify your talents early and sign them. And it's proven that Redskins can't do that, you know, with Fuller, with Breland, with Kirk Cousins. All these players that they have performed over their draft spot, and we just let them go. To your point, Danny, that's the exact type of people and how we want to build a team, but we're picking these players and then we're letting them go. No wonder we're stuck in, you know, this perpetuity.
Dre, let me ask you a question.
1 horrible.
To 10. 10 meaning you love it. 1, do you despise it? What are you on this trade?
I despise it because I don't think, you know, we need to keep our picks, a third round pick, and then you gave up Fuller. I mean, what does that do to the rest of your team? I mean, I don't like that. I would have much rather stay with McCoy and just roll the dice on that situation.
I wouldn't have rather stayed with McCoy.
Dre.
Thanks for the call for this reason. It just depends what your goal is. My goal, because you're not going to be the Patriots or the Packers or the Steelers with Bruce Allen as your team president. You have no chance. Okay, he's just not good enough at football to do that or running an outfit. So that's not going to happen. My goal right now, realistically, is to be in the conversation every December, to be a playoff caliber team that can get hot 1 year and get to a Super Bowl. That is my goal. I think that you had a chance to do that with Kirk Cousins. I think you have a chance to do that with Alex Smith. Your point is correct on the third round pick and Kendall Fuller. This is not a good trade. I think people are acting like we're saying this is a trade I like. He's a 1 out of 10 is his grade for it. I'm a 4 out of 10. 5 means it's okay. 6 means I liked it. 4 means I don't. I'm a 4. I would not have made the trade. Kirk Cousins was not going to be your quarterback. And to me, you had to get a veteran, decent quarterback to start
this
year.
You had to solve it.
Smith gives you that, and the freight was, because you screwed this up so badly, what you had to pay for messing up Kirk Cousins for 3 years, the negotiation, was the third-round pick, yeah, Kendall Fuller, in this extension.
Exactly. That's your tax.
That was your get-out-of-jail payment. And I'm not telling you that's a good payment. I'm telling you should be pissed at Dan Snyder. You should be furious at Bruce Allen. This situation blew up in their face. Yesterday was them trying to salvage it, and they did so in the best way possible, which is a completely pedestrian, kind of mediocre answer.
The situation was a one. They gave me, you're a four, I'm a five out of 10 on this. Meaning go, I'm mad at the situation that they made. They made it, make no mistake. To get out of it, you have to pay a tax. You've got to pay a penalty for not having foresight. It's with any kind of investment. You want to get in on Apple computers at 1 cent per share, you get to do that. If you want to get in after it's already been successful, it costs you $100 a share. That's what happens. You pay a tax for not being early. They are doing that now. They got out from under. There is stability at the position. Now you know. That matters to me. That's valuable. Knowing is valuable. Now you figure out, where do we go from here?
Yesterday's trade, in itself, was probably, for me, the day for the Redskins was like a C-. The handling of Cousins from the beginning has been a zero.
Correct.
It has been an F. It has been one of the worst run operations in this organization in years. And it ruined any chance they had at getting the right quarterback at the right price. So this is where we are. Solomon Wilcox of NFL Network is going to join us next. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.